Hello friends, this is Mike Van Dordrecht. Most of you would recognize me as often playing the bass at the 9 and 10:30 Sunday services. In these crazy days of coronavirus, COVID-19, and social distancing, I have missed seeing you all as we share worship and other activities at First Press. Some of us have learned to fellowship by Zoom and social media, but the in-person interactions are greatly missed. As I have spent the majority of time at home, my wife Leslie and I have spent a lot of time talking with each other and walking around our neighborhood in Wickiup, wondering what the future holds for us, our children and grandchild. Seems like our whole world is being redefined. Even our ability to gather together as the people of God is being stretched. But in some ways, I'm very optimistic that this will be a pivotal time for us all. We are finding new ways to be in contact and to worship together. I have been able to pray for many of you as I am made aware of needs. I'm hoping that we will find many more ways to build each other up as the days go on, and that we will not lose these new ways of connecting when we are at last able to meet together again at First Press. In uncertain times, I often turn to music to help focus my thoughts. One hymn that has come to mind is Martin Luther's A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. My mother, Maria, was a 16-year-old teenager in the Netherlands when the Nazis bombed her city of Rotterdam on May 14, 1940. Her family home was spared, but all of the homes in her neighborhood were destroyed. The family relocated to a suburb and spent the next 5 years in a lockdown situation. My mother would tell of meeting at church on Sundays during the occupation. There was always a lookout to warn if the Nazis were coming to take away the young men to work at camps. My father, in a different city of Holland, actually was taken to work at a camp in Germany. The signal to warn the young men to go to designated hiding places was a mighty fortress. As soon as the word came from the lookout, the organ would start playing and the young men would make themselves scarce. The last verse promises, "That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. We can trust that his truth and kingdom will be with us forever." Another song that I've been listening to a lot in the last days is by one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Pierce Pettis, from his 2001 album, State of Grace, called I've Got a Hope, which can be heard on YouTube. The lyrics go, "Man is born to trouble all the days of his life as the sparks fly upward from bonfires at night. They fill up the heavens with pinpoints of light. And I've got a hope, I've got a hope, I've got a hope that is not in this world. Time it is turning like a plow in the field. It roots up the earth and what's hidden is revealed. Sowing the future while the past it is sealed. I've got a hope, I've got a hope, I've got a hope that is not in this world. Half of the battle is only with myself, while the other half is something I can't help. Lest I should stumble, I try not to forget that every hair is numbered, every footstep, every breath. And this life that I'm living, it will not end in death. I've got a hope, I've got a hope, I've got a hope that is not in this world. Until we meet again, blessings to all of you. Let us live in that hope that is not of this world. Amen.